Well, microfinance has been around now for 30 years, and we've been investing in microfinance with a more commercial focus since 2004, 2005. So as an impact investment strategy, we do have now some history that can teach us what have we done well and what can we focus on to do better. And that, I think, can be illustrative to other impact investing strategies. So we can perhaps look at microfinance as a blueprint for how to be more effective at your impact investing. Microfinance has done some things well. I'd like to highlight about five. I think first and foremost, microfinance has really proven a successful process for making cross-border investing. As we know, most investors today are coming from developed economies and they're investing in emerging economies. So what microfinance has had to do in its history is establish relationships with governments, with politicians at the national, regional, and local levels. They've had to work with central banks and regulators. They've had to be collaborative with local financial institutions, local NGOs, local investors. And as a result, we've built this structure, this platform, for how to engage with locals. And I would really recommend that any other impact investor going into another type of strategy, like affordable housing or green technology, try to learn some lessons on how microfinance has been able to establish and nurture those relationships. A second thing that we've learned is how important it is to partner with the development finance institutions. So these are the private sector arms of governments that deploy funding for development reasons. And we have seen that the public-private partnership has been highly productive. We have been able to entice more private sector investment through the public sector, perhaps offering first loss guarantees, maybe taking the riskier tranches as a way to encourage the private sector to come in. We've seen how the public sector has supported microfinance through infrastructure building, helping microfinance institutions or MFIs become more investor ready. And we've also seen a very candid dialogue between the private and public sectors about where is there a better role for private sector capital versus public sector capital, so that we make sure that we're using the various sources of capital responsibly and intentionally to get the best effect. I think a third area of learnings that we've received from the microfinance industry is how to go about scaling. I wouldn't say that microfinance is fully scaled, but I think we've done some good things to build broader breadth and depth, and that requires working both with the MFIs to be able to reach more underbanked populations, and it also involves working with the investors, both social investors and reaching out to the more mainstream commercial investor. And what we've learned about in microfinance is that, first of all, we need to help microfinance institutions become more investor ready so that they have the governance and the management in place. We have also learned that we need to be more attentive to investor needs and to create product structure and design that will fulfill their needs for liquidity, for diversification, for deal size. So we would encourage other impact investors to look at where microfinance has been successful and where we may not have met all of those goals in order to build a better strategy in other impact investing attempts.
You see a different approach to the strategies between the United States and Europe?
Yes, I think that there are different approaches, and they're driven by a mindset and also by the legal, fiscal, and regulatory frameworks that we operate in. Traditionally, I think European governments have been more supportive of social impact investing. And in the United States, we very much think about an investment bucket and a charity bucket. So we have a little bit more education to do with our investors around how you don't need to think in binary terms, you can do both. And we also don't have some of the tax incentives that some European countries offer around social investing. Those have been hurdles that we have in the United States that the Europeans don't have. On the other hand, we do have a big investor population that is increasingly looking to align its vision and its values with its finances. So I think that we are starting to develop a little more maturity in our sector, and that will help in the sense that once we have more track record, that's a big requirement for institutional investors. Once we have a little bit more information about returns, that's fundamental for institutional investors to fulfill their fiduciary responsibility to their clients. Once we have better structures in place for creating liquidity, which very often can be a demand of investors, we'll be able to grow the impact investment activity in the United States.